costs anything.
It's the greatest find yet. Nothing compares to it.
But it's definitely something you should hear.
This is The Real Deal with Larry Lawton.
Welcome to The Real Deal with me, Larry Lawton, and my co-host today is my brother Dave. What's up, bro?
Hey, everybody. How you doing? Good, Larry.
We are going to be talking, and we're going to have a special guest call in as well. We are going to be talking all things Trump. Let's call it that. This is going to be a Trump podcast. I want to let everyone know, first of all, I want to thank my sponsor, Oliva Cigars. So I want to thank them. I want to thank us, the Crooked Diamond Cigars, which we'll be smoking, Dave and I, which we do smoke these all day long. And so Dave and I'll be talking. And I have a special guest. I'm not going to tell you who it is yet. When I call him, you'll know who he is. The fans know who he is. But Dave, I wanted to go back and talk all things Trump, and here's why. You know, first of all, bro, there's a lot going on in the news with Trump. I mean, let's face it. Me, I am a middle of the road guy.
Me too.
I'm a libertarian. You are more, but you're more of a Democrat, which is okay.
That's not true. It's really not true. I'm in the middle of the road, but I am more of a Democrat when it comes to Trump. Yes.
Gotcha. So, well, you're probably like me a lot. I'm very socially liberal. I could care less what people do, and I don't like to see lazy people. So, you know, work for your money or whatever you're going to do. You know what I mean?
I'm the type of person, Larry, that, you know, I mean, tell me something I like and I'll go with you. I don't care who you are. You know what I mean? Whether you're a Republican, a Democrat, a Libertarian, Kennedy, or, you know.
You just like what they say.
I don't like what everybody says, but yes.
Well, you're not going to like everything of a candidate.
No, but that doesn't mean I'm a Democrat. I mean, if a Republican
you,
says
what are you registered as?
Nothing. I'm a convicted felon.
Well,
I'm
not registered. I forgot that.
But if I did register, I would be registered as an independent.
Independent, okay. Well, that's not a good move to make in this area, in this state. Because of you don't get to vote in the primaries, just so you know. You know, you can't vote in any primary. People don't know that. And that's crazy as it is, but it's just nuts. But anyway, let's get back. So, okay, in this election, there's Trump versus Biden.
So let me ask you a question. Let's stop there.
Okay.
If you're a libertarian, can you vote in the primaries?
No.
Okay.
But I can vote in the libertarian primary. There's a primary, I mean, for them, just like anything else. There might be three of them, just like, you know, like everything else.
Okay.
Now, don't get me wrong. Listen, I agree being independent. I think you could be independent, just put something
up middle of the road. You know what I mean? That's what I mean.
If I could vote, I would probably put down Republican just because of the area I'm living in, so I can then vote on the primary. Do you get what I mean? And then the general election, you can vote who you want, obviously.
I know.
So I'd rather be, because we are in a very red area. So there'll be elections where there's no Democrat up.
Yes, but, so, you know, mine and your cases are convicted felons or will restitution. We can't vote anyway in Florida. I mean, you know, people think you can. But you can if you owe a fine or a restitution.
You owe a fine, restitution. And they do that. That's, you know, I hate it because it's called debtor's prison by the law. Meaning, and why should I pay taxes if I am not getting representative?
That's another story. I mean, I agree with you 100%.
Because we're not getting representation. We have no representation.
Exactly.
What it's called, Dave? Taxation without representation. Yeah. That is an old
100%, thing. 100%.
And here we are being taxed without representation.
We got to do everything everybody else got to do, except we can't vote.
Yeah, and that's BS. In my mind.
And we paid our time for our crime and everything else.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Now, since we're talking all the Trump, and we're not going to play around with this podcast, this is going to be a great podcast, especially with our other guests, because I think the fireworks are going to fly and between you and another friend of ours. We got a Trumpster coming on, and you're a Biden.
Well, in this case, yes.
Yeah. Well, okay.
I'm not a Biden, though. Let's put it that way. I wish the guy would... I wish he wasn't running. I wish it was two other people running.
Listen, he's my president, and I'm going to support him no matter what.
Well, of course. But
my point, though, is he does not... I agree with you, bro. I mean, in this case...
Well,
how do we have an 81 and a 77-year-old running? That's just crazy.
I agree. He don't belong running, but neither does Trump.
No, Dave, they should have a litmus-tested age, maybe 70 years old, and you can't go.
That's a whole nother podcast, and I 100% agree there should be an age limit.
They have an age limit for presidency, 35.
On Senate and...
They have it, Dave. They have age limits. They have age early. Like, you can't be a senator until you're 30. You can't be a congressman until you're 25.
You mean a minimum age. I'm talking maximal.
Well, if they have a minimum age, they're trying to say you're not mature enough to run this position. That's what they're trying to say.
And I think if you're 85 and you got Alzheimer's, you're not mature enough either.
100%.
That's a whole nother podcast.
What I was getting at is that's why they do that. So I don't see why they wouldn't do that. After this election, if that doesn't open something, and you know what it is, it's the Senate, and it's
the problem is, Larry, you know as I know, the only way to change that rule is the Senate and the Congress got to change it, and they're not gonna.
They're not gonna because
they're not gonna vote against themselves.
Yeah, they vote themselves out of a job.
Exactly.
I agree. So let's get to this election now. First of all, you've been following the trials?
Yes.
Okay. Donald Trump.
Well, it's only one trial. Right now. But I've been following.
Well,
he just lost
one before this. You know, he lost the one where he lost the money.
Yeah, but that was total. Yeah.
He lost $400 million, wasn't it?
$365 million or whatever. Yeah, defamation.
Is he going to pay that?
He's going to have to. He had to put a bond up for it, and he's appealing it. So he got a bond for it.
I have a feeling.
He ain't paying shit. You know who's paying?
The people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know, how would you feel if you donated money?
Listen to this. I Googled. I don't know, a couple of weeks ago. And in the last 2 years, Trump has paid $76 million in legal fees, lawyer fees. 76, not 10 cents of his money.
Oh, I believe that. I mean, you know, you're
not 10 cents. And it's all legal.
Yeah, you want to talk about a dude who's just, you know, but is it legal? I don't think it is legal to use campaign funds for non-campaign related items.
The actual campaign funds ain't paying, but some of the campaign funds goes to the Democratic Party or whatever it's called.
One of the PACs, maybe?
Yeah, the PACs, and they're paying it.
Wow. Now, I don't know how I would feel if I was donating for a candidate, you know, to be my president or whatever. And then he's using my money for his fuck-ups.
Right. So if you buy one of his Bibles and he makes X amount of money for a Bible, that Bible money is actually going towards his campaign fund money. I'd be part of it.
But, you know, bro, here's my problem with that. Let me tell you why. I think he's getting railroaded right now.
What
do you mean? Here's why.
Where is he getting railroaded? On what?
Okay.
Be specific.
Okay. On this case, he's going right now.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the case is supposedly, they call it the pay for whatever that is.
Hush money. It's really not about
right?
hush money.
I get what you said, but here's the problem with that. First of all, it's so vague to try to prove someone did something to evade or to help an election. Because everything they do, Dave, is to help their election. Everything. I don't care what it is. Whether Joe Biden don't want to, you know, talk about his son, Hunter Biden, or forget it, any politician. They don't want everything to come up, of course. So what do? They hide it. I mean, now if we start making
that a
crime.
You're 100% right, but you can't take your campaign money to hide it. That's the problem. You can't pay $130,000 hush money of your campaign money to hush it up.
Again, if he's paying his legal fees, why can't he pay that? And here's why I say that.
I mean,
this is just the only reason I'm saying that. First of all, in any case you deal with in law, you have to have a victim, correct?
Yeah.
Right. Whether it's a robbery, there's a victim, a store owner, whether they want to press charges or not, there is a victim.
Okay.
Who's the victim in this case?
Hillary Clinton.
What, because she lost the election?
Because it was...
But you can't say that. That would be way too hard to prove.
If they could prove that he paid this hush money to keep it quiet to win the election, but then it is.
Here's my problem again.
That's the whole case. People think
it's not every news channel. Money, right?
Every news channel says it's
Paying off the hush money.
Hush money, and what's the other thing that Susan Pecker says?
Karen McDougal. Catch and kill.
Catch and kill. Okay. So they catch the story, they kill it. They don't want it on. Totally legal.
Totally. Well, exactly.
Pay Stormy Daniels to shut the fuck up. Totally legal. Totally legal.
Right.
But if it's done to win the election, it's illegal.
That's so now, my issue, bro.
Okay, so now the prosecutor's got to prove that he paid that money to, and it don't have to be, and this is a fact, it doesn't have to be 100% that he paid that, you know what I mean, to hush it. If he paid that money just to keep it off the thing because he didn't want it to come on because of the campaign, then it's illegal. If you follow what I'm saying?
I follow.
I mean, he's going to say, of course his defense is going to be saying, I didn't want my wife and my family and my daughters to know that I fucked around. Okay.
Right.
But is that the only reason you did it? Now, it's hard to prove, but if they could prove he did it to keep it out of the public's view before the election, then he's guilty. We'll see what the jury says.
See, my issue is obviously this is not a cut and dried. It's not like, hey, I think they'd have a more case if they got the legal charges, 34 counts of falsifying records. That's what he's indicted for, 34 right. counts. Obviously, falsifying records for financial gain or criminal gains is a felony. It's a crime. So if you're doing that to evade taxes, I get it. Now you're wrong.
And if you're doing that to keep it off the campaign trail, it's a crime too.
But Dave, I got it. The reason I'm bucking you, and I think Paulie will law wise, is just because.
Listen, I'm not a lawyer. I'm telling you what all the news stations say.
Well, so, all what
all the lawyers on the news station.
Yeah, I'm watching them, and I watched the whole Supreme Court hearing. Of his immunity.
The problem is. All the news stations say, oh, the hush money case. It is the hush money case, but it's not about the hush money. It's about the hush money for what it was for.
And how can anybody prove that?
We'll see.
My point to you is this. If Joe Biden pays somebody to...
You had Pecker on the stand, the first witness last week, who got on the stand and said he spoke to Trump and Cohen about... paying this off because they didn't want it to become public for the election.
And there's nothing, I don't think there's nothing wrong with that.
That's illegal.
If they could prove that, that's
illegal.
I am saying to you, single politician in your case scenario, and I'm not sure of it yet, in your case scenario, every politician in the world could go to jail. They use money for ads that they hide things with or... whatever. I think Trump is more in jeopardy with the Georgia case.
It depends, and I think he's how they do
it. With the,
it depends how they do it.
I'm watching the trial.
It depends how they do it. It really depends. If you're going to do it and you're going to pay your what's the crime? What's the actual charge?
Falsifying records.
Okay. If you're going to falsify your records for a certain reason, then you're illegal. It's illegal.
Do you think he's being picked on?
In this case, I think this is a picky case, yes.
Absolutely. I mean, how can't
it's a 50-50 case.
My point to you is, first of all, this is the president of the United States. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying he's
ex-president,
whatever it is. And he's done a lot of stupid shit. Obviously, I think if Donald Trump didn't do the January 6th or wasn't involved in it, it was a peaceful transfer of power, he'd be president coming up soon. I mean,
100%.
100%.
100%.
But no.
He wouldn't be in this bind. But what he did, does he even deserve to be president after what happened in January 6th?
Well.
But that's another story. That's not even this case.
You know, that's.
But you know what?
I think he did wrong on that case.
Which case?
Is the insurrection, if you want to call it.
He incited a riot.
You know, Dave, politicians talk all the time in that. Here's where he messed up, by not getting him help. And knowing they were in there, not order. Those are the things I think people should be mad at. talking at a rally. No, don't let them take our country back. We got to go down there and voice your opinion. That's what America does. They protest.
How
they
about everything else he did in Georgia, in Arizona, in false electors, and called them up and said, I need to find 9,000 or whatever, many votes. 11,000. Whatever it is. All of this bullshit he did. He did everything to try and fucking do a coup and stay in power. That's what he did. We need a guy like this as president.
No.
I don't like Biden. I don't like his... I like Trump better on the... not on all the issues, but on the immigration issues, you know, the border. I like him better on that. I like him better on certain issues. But the guy's, to me, is just... fucking. How can you have this guy in power?
He's nuts, yeah. You know, listen...
I mean, come on, Larry. You got a half a brain. How the fuck can you have this guy in power?
I'll tell you how. Because I think he's opened a lot of eyes. And in a bad way. How he opened them, I don't know. But the status quo right now sucks, no matter how you look at it. So what did Donald Trump do? He threw a whole bunch of shit, bunch of nuts and bolts into a whole bowl and messed this whole thing up. In a way, good. I'm not saying he wasn't the right guy to do
okay,
it, bro.
Okay, okay, I agree. What do you think he would do in his final term?
Oh, yeah.
If he did that in his prior term... What do you think he would do now?
I would hope he would give you and me a pardon.
Yeah, well, I don't think we're going to get it.
Maybe you won't. No, listen, I am all for, and I used to be big into politics.
I mean, I don't need a pardon no more. I did my time.
No, I know what you're
saying. The only thing a pardon would do for me is let me vote.
You could care less. Right?
Exactly.
Don't get me wrong. I used to be into politics. I used to get into it a lot. I got into this trial now, and I got fell down the rabbit hole, I call it. And once I do that, I'm all over this.
You know what? I'm not into politics. I am. I won't say I'm into, but I'm not a politician into politics. But I'm a common sense person that says, how the fuck can anybody like this fucking guy when every time his lips are moving, he's lying there?
And every person you know who's good people, a lot of them.
A lot of well-educated, wealthy people.
Why?
Well, half the people that like him that I know say they don't love him, but they'd rather have him than Biden. Mm. Half the people.
Yeah, yeah.
More than half the people. You got people in his own party, like who was the attorney general under him? Bill Barr.
Bill Barr.
Bill Barr was interviewed the other day on TV, and he says, you know, He quit Trump's. He didn't endorse him. He quit Trump's
cabinet.
Cabinet went because Trump wanted him to do certain shit. But the other day he was interviewed and he said, if you had to vote for Trump or Biden, who would you vote for? He said, Trump. He said, why? He said, because it's the better of two evils. So why would he vote for Trump? Not because he's a Trump fan, because he don't like Biden.
Yeah. So he's putting what they call the negative vote.
Exactly. I mean, but there's a ton of people like that other than Trumpsters.
Okay, so
Trumpsters.
What do you think is going to happen this election?
Flip a coin.
So now you were at a point where you know where Biden would win.
I still think Biden's going to win.
I'm not
100% sure Biden's even going to be our
presidential
candidate against
for the
Trump.
Democrat. You know what? A lot of people say
I really don't. And I don't know how it's going to change. I don't know if the guy dies or the guy, whatever that happens. I
gets
don't know.
Incapacitated.
Whatever.
But then the vice president comes in, and I don't know.
No, I think the Democratic Party would pick somebody else than the vice president. They got to elect somebody.
They can't do that.
Yeah, they can.
Not at a certain point. You have to be on every ballot. You have to be on everything. You know, it comes a point where
there's
no return.
If it comes before the convention.
Right. Oh, yeah, exactly.
And the convention is in July August. Or whenever it is. I don't know.
Is it August?
It's in Chicago in the summer sometime, like 2-3 months away, whatever. Well, the election's 6 months away from, May, whatever, the first Tuesday or whatever it is.
In this case, and we're going to call a friend of mine who's going to back my man.
Of course he is, but he's a Trumpster.
Well, we're going to find out. He's a pretty intelligent guy.
Yes, he is, but...
I don't know.
Listen, I know a lot of intelligent people that are just...
What do you think, they're brainwashed?
Yes.
Wow.
100%.
You think these intelligent people are brainwashed by a guy over TV? Pretty much. That's what's happening.
Yeah.
I almost think, and I say this.
I think a lot of them are just brainwashed. And Trump could tell them anything, and they will believe it.
You know, here's where I kind of agree with
that. You don't agree with that?
Well, I agree with that Trump con middle America to think they like him. Or he likes them.
Yeah.
Trump don't care about anybody from Alabama or Louisiana or Missouri.
Or blacks. Or
he don't care about anybody. You know that.
Or Arabs or whatever. I mean, not like, you know. No, he don't. Trump cares about Trump.
Yeah. Oh, no question.
That's it. It's just all about Trump. It's all about himself.
You don't mind? He's missing his son's graduation.
Oh, big deal.
I knew that was coming.
And you know what? Why is he missing his son's graduation?
Because he did stupid shit.
No. I mean, the judge hasn't ruled on that yet.
Well, actually, I think he did. They're not going to give the jury that has to stay in a room and all of this.
One day?
They said they're not going to do it.
I didn't hear that yet.
Yeah. I don't think Trump is doing his case any good either by, you know, being such a hard head. I think he wants a mistrial, number one, right now. I think he wants a mistrial. I think he's doing all this for a mistrial. And if he gets a mistrial, all it does is push everything off until after the election.
Okay. I agree with that.
You know,
and let me ask you a question. Do you think if he's found guilty, do you think he's going to jail?
No.
You think he'll be sentenced to jail?
Maybe sentenced with suspended sentence.
What's that mean?
That means you get sentenced to a year in jail, suspended.
And then what?
Nothing. He might be house arrest, maybe probation or some bullshit. He is not going to be spend a day. First of all, it's a nonviolent crime. Nobody should spend a day in jail on this case. Really. I mean, with Trump or not, whether I hate him or not.
There's a guy in this case right now, which is his financial whatever he's called, financial advisor or whatever he is, who's doing 6 months at Rikers Island right now because he lied on this case.
On this case?
About this case.
Well, maybe lying on this case is different. See, Trump hasn't lied on this case yet. He has to go you have to go in front of a jury or you have to be sworn in to be perjury or like I was.
He was sworn in, I don't know.
Trump?
No, this guy who's doing, sure. I forgot his name. But, you know,
No, and I get that. But see, what most people
about
don't
about falsifying the records and all that bullshit.
Dave, what most people don't get on any of these crimes, it's not that. It's lying in the courtroom under oath. That's why most people won't take the stand. Because if you lie on that stand, that's another charge, even on your trial.
That's why Trump won't testify. They won't.
They won't let him.
He says he's going to.
He said he's going to, but he will get tripped
well,
up.
They can't not let him if he wants to.
Of course. But he would get tripped up so quick.
Oh, they're dying for him to testify. They'll bury the guy.
Yeah, they would. But now I look at that, David, and then I say to myself, wait a minute. How, you know, are we going to put a president in jail? Now, did you know the Secret Service actually started talking to people, making plans?
I know that.
Because if this judge puts him in for contempt, and he can do that.
You mean for the
gag order. It's contempt. That's what it is. You're getting violated.
His last resort, though, the judge's
Oh,
last
no
resort.
Question. But at what point do you say nothing is working?
Let me ask you a question.
What do you do?
Let me ask you a question. If there was any Joe Blow in the country doing what he did, what would the judge do to him? Joe Blow.
Bury him. Okay. But, Dave, it's not anybody. It's the former president of the United States. Whether you like it or not, he is not above the law, but he's got knowledge. He's got classified stuff in his head. You want to talk about so much stuff that you have.
So he's above the law?
No, I didn't say above the law. That's where you're missing it. I'm saying he's different than you and I. He's different than you and I. Whether you like it or not, whether you think we live in American all pure bullshit, we know we don't. Rich people, Bill Gates is different than Larry Lawton.
So then it depends on who you are.
Well, sadly, yes.
We know that. Yeah. We know that, but that's not how it's supposed to be.
No, it's not, bro. It's not. But we do know that is the way it goes.
Well, of course. Money talks and bullshit.
Of course.
You know that.
I could just talk about cases all day long.
Well, look at O.J. Simpson, the typical example. Come on, man.
Well, O.J. Simpson, what is the example? He was found innocent.
Because he fucking had a lot of money.
And you get good lawyers, right?
Exactly.
But you can't knock a person for that either.
Not knocking it. I'm saying that's just the system.
Yeah. I mean, there's ways to fix that too, but, you know, I don't know. Let me call Paulie because I want to hear what you guys say. And I'm the preface to the conversation with both of you. Because everybody, I am calling a friend of ours right now.
Just ask him about this case, though.
Yes, yes, yes.
Not about anything else.
I am calling a friend of the show. He's been on. He's one of my guests as well. You guys will love him.
And he's a Trumpster.
Yes, he is.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Paul Tallini in the house, everybody. Are we getting that?
How you doing?
Hey, Trumpster, how you doing?
I'm doing all right there. What you doing with the crazy old Biden boy?
I'm not a Biden boy.
First of all, guys, let me emphasize the show today.
All right.
I am hosting this show with my brother David, who is a supporter at this election of Joe Biden. And I got my good friend Paul Tallini, a paralegal of the ump degree, who is calling in from Colombia, who happens to be a Trump supporter. And we have to keep this respectful. We have to answer, and in other words, let the guy finish his answer and then come back. And Paulie, we are talking about one case and one case only. The case that's going on right now, the falsifying, 34 counts of falsifying records.
Stormy Daniels case.
Well, it's the Stormy Daniels. They call it the hush money case, but like David said, that's not illegal. Yeah. It's illegal to falsify records, but it's not illegal to give somebody money.
That's what we're going to get out of the falsified records. You got to go back to the beginning. Donald Trump enter into the agreement, a non-disclosure agreement, with Stormy Daniels?
Yes, she does, but what does that matter?
Well, because that's the crux of the case, right?
No, Paulie, there's no crux to this case that Stormy Daniels got hush money. It's not illegal to pay somebody. And even if they have an NDA, that NDA is not a criminal complaint. Even if you violate an NDA, it's not criminal. You know that. What's going on? Can we get the show going? What's going on?
Let's go.
All right.
Okay.
Narrate it.
All right, Ma. Okay. She's gone. I took off.
Hold on, guys. Wait, let's get this show on the road. Mom, let me. I know, but are you going to sit here talking about Jamie?
No, she's not. It's my mother. My 91-year-old mother came in the room and it's just... okay, everybody go on now. I didn't hear what Paul said, though.
Okay. Paulie, I was telling Paulie what the case is about. It's not about a hush money.
Paul knows what the case is about.
No, he's talked about... It's really about the falsifying records. Right. And Paulie was saying, did Donald Trump and Stormy Daniels agree to a non-disclosure agreement? Yes, they did. But
yes.
That does not waive any criminal behavior.
Yes, they did. They agreed to the non-disclosure agreement, yes.
Stormy Daniels entered into the agreement with Essential Consultants, LLC.
So?
Trump was just a third-party beneficiary.
So what does this have to do with anything?
That's what you're saying.
Wait, what does this have anything to do with anything?
That's factual.
But, Paulie, what does it have to do with anything?
Because if the non-disclosure agreement, like you said, is not an illegal thing. They do it all the time. Congress has done it in sexual harassment cases.
Does that have to do with him being charged with a crime?
The taxpayer money.
The what?
Right?
No, Paulie. First of all, no matter what you have in a non-disclosure agreement, that does not trump an illegal act. That's like you saying, I did an agreement with this lady and then I killed her.
All right, listen, the alleged illegal act, right, is that he claimed that the funds provided to the attorney, the little rat.
Cohen, yeah, $400,000, right?
$130,000.
No, it's $400,000.
He paid him back $430,000.
No. He gave him a $60,000 bonus. He covered the taxes and the money.
Yes.
Okay, so it's the $130,000 settlement, right?
For Stormy Daniels, yeah.
Right, and a legal expense, right? What does that contain? What is considered a legal expense? That's the bottom line.
No, Paulie, what do you mean? What's illegal? I'm lost. Explain to the audience what you mean.
He said in the record, he said that his business record identified the payments to Cohen as legal expenses.
That's what he's saying.
That's what he said. So go ahead.
Okay, that's what he said. Now, legal expenses is, let me see, what would you do? It's to cover any costs that are related to a legal action.
That's right? What a legal expense
so,
is.
Go ahead. It's still, I don't get it.
So it could be considered a legal expense, right?
Go ahead.
So if I paid Larry, $100 to settle a dispute between myself and David over a gambling debt, right?
Right.
Then that's, I'm paying you because you turned around and settled the debt between us. So I'm paying you for your services and the expenses that you covered.
So far, go ahead.
All right. Now, why did Cohen get this spot?
What? Why did Cohen get this spot?
Cohen got this spot for lying to Congress about something different.
But hold on. Forget Cohen right now.
Cohen has nothing to do with...
Forget Cohen. Donald Trump was charged. Listen, Paulie. He was charged with 34 counts. Listen, 34 counts of falsifying records.
Okay.
Okay. That has zero to do with Stormy Daniels.
But they're in relation to Stormy Daniels, Larry. You can't go to the fruit of the tree unless you go to the root.
Paulie, hold on. First of all...
Yeah, but Paulie, here's my question to you. The prosecution's saying he did what you're saying to keep it quiet to win the election in 2016, which is a crime.
When was the affair?
When was the affair?
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with it. It doesn't matter when it...
The affair occurred in July of 2006.
So what? 17.
Right? No, the affair was 2006, whatever it was.
So what does that have to do with anything?
Nothing.
There's a payment, Paulie. Paulie,
the payment was made in 2000.
I don't care if she blew him and got paid. Good for her. That's not illegal.
No, listen, I'm happy for him. He got a free blowjob because he beat her for violating the non-disclosure agreement.
What does that have to do with the charges against him, though?
And first of all, Paulie, he did not beat her on that charge.
No, he didn't.
David, you can indict a ham sandwich. Come on, dude. You know that the fucking federal government or the state prosecutor can indict anybody for any reason.
Paulie, listen. I agree with you 100%. I know that. But what you're saying is not what he's being charged with, actually. He's not being charged for hush money. He's being charged for falsifying his documents.
In furtherance to
keep everything quiet for the election, which is illegal.
Keep it quiet for what election?
The 2016 election. Yeah, this is before 2016 this happened.
He paid her as a private citizen, not a politician.
So what does that have to do with anything?
It don't matter.
What do you mean to do with anything? If I fucking enter into an agreement with somebody, a non-disclosure agreement, the Stormy Daniels, when he started running for president, was shopping around the information to different, like the Inquirer, right? She was trying to sell it. And they said they didn't want nothing to do with it, if my memory is correct, because the affair had been disclosed, I think it was in October.
Paulie, way off, Paulie.
Paulie, you're kind of a little wrong here. I can explain it. Listen, this all happened after he spoke to whatever the TV show was about
Access
somebody's
Hollywood.
Access Hollywood about somebody's pussy or whatever.
Grab a pussy.
What?
Grab a pussy. But let me stop that, guys. Stop. We're getting off track. Totally off track. Paulie, no non-disclosure agreement at all could ever waive a criminal act.
The non-disclosure agreement is the criminal act that he's saying, Larry.
No, Paulie, he's in charge with...
Take away Stormy Daniels. Take away the criminal act, allegedly, at this little fucking prosecutor trying to push, right?
Go ahead.
Take all that away. What did he...
He falsified 34 official records, one for stock prices to go down. I'm not stock, the valuation of his properties so he could pay less in taxes. And then when he wanted a loan, he had new paperwork that made the properties worth a lot of money. And this way he could get a loan on it for more than it's worth. But to forget that. I don't care why he did it. If you falsified 34 official records, no matter what you did.
All right, where's the victim? And we don't know that he falsified anything. My understanding of...
Well, that's what they're proving now, Paulie. They already proved
that. That's what they're trying to prove, Paulie.
No, they proved that part of it.
And the victim, they're saying the victim is Hillary Clinton.
And it's not even the victim. The victim can be the state. But
Larry, there is no victim.
Why not?
Because nobody lost money in the deal.
Whoa. Hold on, Paulie. Hold on. Wait.
Who lost money?
Listen, the government lost money. If it's just a tax deal, the government lost money.
The government needs to lose money. They fucking destroy everybody's money anyway. They fucking spend it.
Listen.
We're talking legal.
Paulie, I love him. Paulie, legally. And don't fuck with me with the law because you and I know it. And
well, that's why you should understand that.
He's so I love him. Don't let me break out my law books that I got on the table here. Listen, Paul.
That's all right. Right. You know, I got a good memory and I got a computer.
Yeah, but you got a weak argument.
Hey, Paul.
Yeah, my argument is not weak. My argument is this.
What about Susan? What about Cameron McDougal?
What about her?
So I'm getting that. You're saying, well, Stormy Daniels, take her away. What?
I'm fucking witnesses. Can I go on the street right now and get and bring in here and have a conversation with in Spanish and have them tell you that Trump, they love Trump. Trump did nothing wrong.
So what does that have to do with
anything? If they were going to go after Trump for these crimes were known, first of all. They were known way before.
I do think this is a petty shit case. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that.
That's neither here nor there, though.
Right.
It's a political hack job. And the reason why it's a political hack job is because when he won the election, they never expected him to win. They thought Hillary Clinton was in and it was a shoo-in and she was going to just go on and destroy the country.
You're talking 2016, correct?
Yeah, sure, 2016. I agree. Go ahead.
Why didn't they bring these charges up? They knew about all this.
They didn't know about the Stormy Daniels thing. They catch and killed it.
They knew since 2011. They didn't know. They knew when it came out in
Paul.
What the fuck was the name
Paul
of that magazine?
You and I know you can't bring these charges against a sitting president.
This was before he was president.
It was a couple of months before he was president.
And you can't
by the time they found out he was a sitting president,
they cannot
bring it up against a sitting president. When he got off the, after he did the bullshit with the January 6th shit, is when all this shit came down.
But that's not it. He didn't do nothing with January 6th.
Oh, no, he didn't have nothing to do with that, I know.
Nothing to do with that. You know, they've identified like 300 fucking federal agents that were in that crowd.
Paulie, he had nothing to do with Georgia either, trying to get 11,700 extra votes. He had nothing to do with that either, right?
No. He did say that.
On the phone.
He said, I need to find these votes. What the fuck is going on? I went to bed last night. I was winning, and I woke up in the morning, and this guy gave me my 11.
And how about the fake electorals he tried to put in? And get Pence to do. How about all of that? That's has nothing to do with it, right?
Everyone who has been charged with fraud in the 2020 election has been Democrat. All Democrat, poll keepers, poll this and that.
Paulie, that was such a clean election. You really think
clean.
Paulie, first of all,
it went to 61 federal judges that Trump appointed, and none of them found anything wrong.
It's true.
They addressed the merit of the complaint.
Giuliani's going to jail. Giuliani's broke, and he's bankrupt and everything else, and now he just signed a witness. He's now going to turn state's evidence.
Who's he going to take it against? Turn it against Trump?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. Well, Trump, tell me, because they got issues on Giuliani. He's scared.
Yes, but Trump's not indicted in Arizona.
No, what I'm saying, though, is...
That's where he turned.
Oh, is that where he turned?
What happens to the attorney-client privilege? He's gonna blow all that out? He's the one that was advising Trump.
No, that's not necessarily true.
First of all, how
many attorneys did he have? The broad that was there, Eastman, or Ellis, or
Eastman.
He had Eastman. He had Ellis or something. I think her name was Ellis.
Giuliani was his boy from New York. You know what I mean? He helped clean up the mob and all that shit.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
To our buddies.
Right? Frick.
So, yes. You know, the fuck. They turned around, and Giuliani's now going to do what? Become a fucking...
Paul, let me ask you a question. Simple question.
What?
Do you honestly sit there and think, as a competent legal person, that he had nothing to do with these 91 charges he's charged in four cases or whatever it is?
It's four cases.
I think that what they've done is they have... spun, which they're very good at doing, right? They've spun certain circumstances into criminal offenses, right?
Well, isn't like that up to a court? Isn't that up to a court to decide whether they spun it or not? Or a jury?
It's not going to be up to the court. It's going to be up to a jury.
Exactly.
You know, and here's the deal. You got to put your life in the hands of 12 fucking people that were so stupid they couldn't get out of jury duty.
I still get you, Paul. I just don't understand. Listen. Do I think Donald Trump's going to jail? I still say no. Davey says yes. I think this is a petty case, no, to be honest.
You know
this one's a petty case. Right. But you know it's not a petty case, Paulie? Hold on.
I said if he's found guilty.
The petty case here in this...
Even if he's found guilty...
I personally think this case is going to be a hung jury.
I think the New York case. Happen with Donald is that he's being attacked from all sides. No president in America has ever been fucking attacked the way the man is being.
Oh, he wants. Listen,
no
he incites,
president, no person in the world has ever done what he's ever done.
What has he done?
He tried to do a coup in January 6th of 2020.
He didn't try to do a coup. Come on. He offered them fucking thousands of police and military and shit to protect the fucking venue, and they rejected it. The D.C., it was up to D.C.
Why didn't he call in the National Guard then?
He didn't have the authority.
Paulie, don't do that. He has the authority to call up the National Guard at any time he wants. You know that.
He cannot call up unless he's invited, all right? He can't call them up when they were in destroying fucking Wisconsin or Michigan.
Yes, he can.
Right? When
he could have. First of all, Paulie, here's where you're wrong, Paulie. Paulie, stop.
That's a state thing.
He's in D.C., which is federal. He runs that. He could call that.
D.C. is a territory, right?
And Wisconsin,
which is the United States. Wisconsin's a state. Paul, right. You know that he can do anything he wants in the state. I mean, in a federal land.
Listen, Google it right now while we're on the phone.
Go ahead.
Pelosi would have had to do that.
Wrong.
He offered,
wrong.
Yes.
Wrong.
No.
You're wrong,
no.
Paul.
All right, I'm gonna
D.C. is federal, Paul. He couldn't do it in Wisconsin because the state governor had to do that.
Puerto Rico is federal too.
Huh?
Puerto Rico is federal too. Puerto Rico is the only state in the country where you can claim double jeopardy if you went to prison and were charged with a fucking crime, and then you were charged again by the feds for the same crime.
There's all right, Paulie, let me read something to you, Paulie.
I'll read it. So.
Okay, you ready? Congress has used this power to authorize the President of the United States to use the regular armed forces and the National Guard in cases of insurrection against state governments, federal governments, obstruction of federal laws, or protecting civil rights. He could pull it off. Of course he could.
He could have called them in, and he didn't. He sat back and watched.
It was before. It was a preemptive strike. He offered them this up to 10,000 military or National Guard members, whatever you want to call them. Right, he offered that to Pelosi. She rejected it. The mayor of D.C. rejected it.
Are you talking about before the fact?
Before.
How about when it was happening? How about when it was happening?
When it was happening, he was in transition. What's he going to do?
Call the national. He wasn't in transition.
The president of the United States until January 24, whatever.
January
6th. No, March was.
January 6th, he was president.
They should have went in there and ran them crooked fucks right out of the fucking office. That's my personal opinion, not my professional.
I'm glad it's your personal opinion because I hope that's not based on any legal fucking knowledge. Let's keep going because this is all things Trump. Obviously, this is good for our audience to see how Trump people think, actually. Yeah. You know, I mean, honestly. Paulie.
Some people think
Paulie, hold on. Paulie, hold on. On the case of Georgia, when he tried to ask Raffensperger for the exact number, 11,742, whatever
the
it
number
is,
was.
Do you think that was, one, proper of a president of the United States to do? And two, do you think that was illegal?
Yes. I think that he was questioning, as were hundreds of millions of other people, the outcome of the election.
Which he was. I agree with that.
Okay, so he has the authority to do that because why?
No, Paul, before he did that, he appealed to how many federal judges that denied his appeal?
You're right.
How many, Paul?
It's after the fact.
Not after the fact. Not after he made that phone call. He tried legally before that to say they voted dead people, they voted people, all this shit. And it was all found not true or denied, whatever. His appeal was denied.
It was never, the merits of the issues were never addressed by a court. All of the court said, with the people who brought these things up, they said, you do not have standing to bring this. You do not have standing to bring. There were hundreds of suits filed, and they said you don't have standing. All right. So
Whoa. Who said they didn't have standing?
The judge?
No, because I went over the cases, and not they were heard in Arizona. They were heard all over.
That's what Paul's saying.
They were heard. Look what happened in Arizona. How many fraudulent votes did they just find the other day, and how many people have pled guilty to?
What websites are you reading?
Paul, what are you watching?
I watch Google.
You must watch Fox.
No, I watch YouTube. I watch right wing. I don't watch CNN. I can't stand CNN as a bullshitter. All right.
So you only believe Alex Jones sites?
No, I like Alex Jones though. I do like him. I do like him.
Paul, you know and I know, you got to watch both sides and then make your own opinion.
Well, that's what I do, and I research. I don't watch CNN. I don't watch Spin Masters. I don't watch Fox either. All right? So I'm
Oh, Fox is neutral. Another Spin Master. Come on now.
They spin to the right, the other one.
I spin to the left. I agree. I agree 100%.
So I agree on all that stuff, right? The thing that is going on, in my opinion, all right, is that they have been called out, and he was exposing so much shit that was going on in there, they weren't going to allow him to fucking live. If they could have got away with killing him, I think they will.
Who's they? Right. Who's they?
I think like Hillary Clinton. I think that all the fucking pedophiles that he's exposed in D.C. I think that fucking half a fag fucking Barack Obama. He he's behind the, one of the biggest scandals and dangers to the education of children with this transgender bullshit. All right. I think all that started under Obama. I believe that, I don't believe that Biden's running shit. I think Biden's a puppet and Obama got his fist in his ass and he's telling him what to do.
All right, Paulie, let me bring that back to something. There were 62 lawsuits filed.
I said 61.
62. 62. 30 of them on merit were all dismissed for lack of any evidence. 30. And the other 32 were lack of standing.
Okay, he just Googled that, Paul. He Googled that. It's on his computer.
I know him better than anybody.
Go ahead. So, right? What
except
do you?
Now, listen. Did you watch 2000 Mules?
2000 what?
Mules. It was an investigation done by a group of people, right? And they investigated all the alleged ballot dumping and all that shit because they were there. You know, boxes coming out from undercover tables.
Go ahead. None of this was... none of this.
Boxes were coming out of undercover tables. Listen to him.
None of this.
Exactly. That was proven false.
None of this.
The boxes that came out
of... In front of a court.
I know. But he's going by this stupid... Jim Jones thing or whatever.
Oh, that was on the news. They had videos of it. They were covering up the windows so you couldn't see what
that
was
all
on.
Proved false, Paul. Paulie, it was all now. Proved Paulie, false.
You know better than that.
Listen to me. I watched it live.
Yeah, I know. You watched it when it happened, but it was all proved false.
What? He's right.
So my eyes, the video lied to me. All right. How about... In 1,000 and 2,000 Mules, right? The movie 2,000 Mules, the documentary, right?
I never it seen showed, it.
They have, well, you got to look at the other side, David. They have shown through GPS tracking of phones how many people went and got boxes and boxes and boxes of ballots and drove around dumping them. Right into these voting like a mailbox, right? And then they showed where they went after they dumped them. They tracked the people just like the feds would track a criminal, right? They tracked the people with all this new technology.
You mean the Dropbox?
I just want to know who is these people.
These people were investigators investigating what really happened.
Okay, now, Paulie,
why weren't these people in front of a judge?
Right. If you got all this information, why aren't you in front of a federal judge?
Why ain't this proof in front of a federal judge?
Conducting their investigations throughout all the process. They were doing their own thing, and they were doing it to find the truth. And the truth
okay, if
was,
they found the truth, why didn't they bring it in front of a judge?
They have.
And it
and what did the judge
false.
Say?
I have no idea. I'm following it.
Oh, in other words, the judge says, get that shit out of here. It's bullshit.
I'm following the thing because here's what I think is going to happen, right? I think that they're in big trouble.
Who's there? The Democrats. Okay.
In big trouble because of all the shit that's coming out about them, all right? Whether Trump gets convicted or not, here's what's going to happen, all right? I'll go this way. I hope Trump gets convicted. You know why?
Why?
Bush is going to jail for crimes against humanity because he turned around and made up stories.
Who, Bush? Weapons. Bush?
Bush about weapons of mass destruction.
That is true. Another Republican.
Right. another fucking loser, right? Now you have Clinton who stole billions or hundreds of millions of dollars from the hurricane fund to help Haiti, right?
Where am I hearing that? I didn't even hear that one.
That's the first time I'm hearing that one.
What are you kidding me? Where have you been?
I've been I have not been in La La Land with you, Paulie.
Clinton was then.
Paulie, you're in Jim Jones era.
No, I'm telling you. Listen, a lot. If Trump goes down, every president that is alive today that committed crimes while they were in office has no protection. None.
I agree.
They don't have.
I agree, but now the question is, what's a crime?
I prove it.
Well,
a crime ain't crime. When you send your military into a country and say they got weapons of mass destruction. That's not a crime.
The plan to start a war and you killed millions of people based upon a lie that you knew was a lie.
Okay. Yeah, Paul, you're gonna have to prove
now
that.
You gotta prove you knew it was a lie.
But come on, man. He went in there because him and Bin Laden, they had a fucking meeting a week before the shit happened with 9/11. And they, supposedly they say Bin Laden, one of the Bin Laden family members was leaving Trump's fucking Texas ranch in a plane and it crashed. Something happened with the plane. And they think that Bush actually.
So, Paulie, let's stop you there. Do you think the president should have immunity?
I believe that he should definitely have immunity
for
official act.
Okay.
But if his acts are not official and they're personal, if there's something there that they're personal, then I think
Trump's official acts was to overthrow an election. That was official, right?
It wasn't to overthrow an election. Think about this here. Think about this for a second, logically.
That's what every 62 judges said.
Listen to me. I fucked the judges, too. There was probably a fucking... Listen, they gave you 5 years for a fucking BB gun, and it's not even a weapon.
I agree with that.
All right, judges suck. Now, here's the thing. If they turn around and I do something for my personal benefit, and it's illegal, then I should be held accountable.
Right? Trump?
Does that go for like using the government building, your own hotel to make money from people?
Does that go for that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then he should be in jail.
Well, why should he be in jail?
Because he's using the presidency to gain money for himself, right? You just said that.
Listen, everybody else who became president of the United States went into office.
Owning a hotel in D.C. that they made all these dignitaries that came to Washington. If you don't come to my hotel, you ain't coming to the White House, right? They all did that.
That's not true. But listen, Trump lost $1 billion being president of the United States. He didn't win money. His kids didn't become millionaires because he was in public office.
Then why does he want to be president again?
Because of the country. He doesn't want... Do you realize the state that America's in? Are you guys just...
I can't believe, Paul. I can't believe a guy with your kind of knowledge about the law and everything, you just... Anything you say about this guy, he's right.
I'm not saying everything that he's done is right. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is that the Democrats are destroying the country. They're destroying the economies around the world.
How about both of them?
Both of them are, Paul.
Paul, you tell me the Republicans and Mitch McConnell is not ruining.
All right, I live in another country, right?
Yeah.
I know how much and how much this country went up. The economy's improved. Everybody's life improved.
Where, in Colombia?
In Colombia, with the deals that Trump was making around the world, period. They were all making money. They were all doing everything. Now, people are choosing between food, medicine, and paying their fucking rent.
Paulie, come on, Paulie. Don't do this with Republicans and Democrats. They both suck.
That's the
economy.
I'm not
even getting it. And the economy, Trump didn't do bad either, but he also spent more money than any other president, if you want to go by that.
Well, he had to clean up the mess. He had to redo the fucking the reserves. What are the reserves for, Larry?
The reserve military?
No, the gas reserve. What are they for?
Well, they're supposed to be strategic reserves for military actions.
For wartime.
But they should use them. They should use them.
I agree with that, Paul. I agree with you that we should be pumping our own oil. I agree with that. I agree that we should be. I agree with Trump's border policies. I agree with you there.
I
agree with you a lot of things with Trump. The only thing I don't agree with you is that the fucking every time the guy's lips are moving, he's lying.
Well, he's a politician. Well, he became a politician, and he's the master of the art of the deal. What do you want? I don't think he's lying. I think that
he's lying. Says,
listen, I don't think he's lying. I think that the man is
a pathological nut.
He's a New Yorker, right?
Yeah.
So you know how aggressive New Yorkers can be, right?
Right.
Yeah. You know how they can stand on something. And fucking,
Paul, but when you're the world leader, Paul, when you're the world leader, the president of the United States, and you got competent people around you, and they start telling you some shit, and if you don't like what they hear, you fire everybody, there's something wrong there. Don't you agree?
Well, that's not necessarily true.
Oh, it ain't?
What do you mean it's not? No. He had more turnover in cabinet than any other president. More turnover in the cabinet than all presidents combined.
How about that?
He was cleaning up, Larry. He was cleaning it up.
He was cleaning it up. He's cleaning his own people that he hired.
His own people he hired.
Right, but that's okay. If I hire you to do a job and I don't think that you're doing the job, I'm going to get rid of you.
No, you're going to get rid of me because you don't like what I told you.
Hey, Paulie, whatever you think, and we're not going to forget him. He had some guys for a chief of staff. He had a Secretary of State, Tillman, the first one. Then he had the general as his chief of staff. They all told him he's crazy.
His own people.
Now, this is a general, four-star general. I mean, you know, he's a pretty level-headed guy.
Who's the general now that's in charge of it? What's his name?
I don't know. Millie? Is it Millie? I don't know what it is now.
I'm not even sure. No,
he's just a mouthpiece. He's another puppet. But, you know.
Listen, okay. Paulie, let me ask you a question. A good question. You're seeing two presidents go at it. Biden at 81 and Trump at 77. What is wrong with that picture?
Biden shouldn't be anywhere.
And Trump should.
I think Trump should because Trump did good. Trump, we didn't have a war for 4 years, Larry. We weren't in wars, bro. Peace in the Middle East was being discussed. They were fucking shaking hands. There was all kinds of shit getting done. All right? That ended the day Biden took office. Why would you come into office and we were economically booming? We had a secure border.
We weren't. We weren't economically booming when Biden came in. We weren't.
No. No, of course not.
That's when COVID was. Come on, Paul. That's
listen, COVID came in when?
In 2020. Trump's last year, 2020.
2020.
Right, a year before Trump lost the presidency.
For the 4 years before that, the country was booming.
The 3 years before
there
that, yeah.
A lot of opportunities. There were a lot of opportunities being created. Look what he did.
We're not going to get into that because I could say how Trump spent more money for the rich and everybody.
We're just trying to talk about the stability. Right now is the best it's ever been. Ever, 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 ever. I know, because of what Trump did 3 years ago, right? Yeah.
People money in the stock market, whether it goes up or down. It depends on where you position yourself.
Right.
What does that have to do with anything?
But that has to do with, here's another thing. Biden, right?
Yeah.
While he was vice president, turned around and because in Ukraine, the prosecutor was going ahead and investigating Burisma, which his son, an uneducated crackhead, was on the board of directors or some shit, right? They put him there, okay? Now, they were going after the corrupt politicians in Ukraine, in the corrupt companies. Biden told the prosecutor on it that if you do not fire the prosecutor, he told the president, if you don't fire the prosecutor that's investigating Burisma, you're not getting this money that they were giving them for aid, some kind of aid. It was like $1 billion in aid, right? So he used taxpayer funds to get some quid pro quo out of fucking
Paul, Ukraine. You know you're rambling. You know you're rambling.
Paul, why ain't he charged with that? Why ain't he charged with that?
Yeah, why isn't he charged with that?
Biden, because he's the president, Larry. You can't get charged while you're the president. You can get charged after.
Okay, so Biden will get charged.
He's going to get after.
So, Paul, he did this when he was vice president, right?
He did it with when he was vice president.
And then Trump was president for 4 years after that, right?
And the shit came out.
And then he wasn't charged in the 4 years Trump was president, right?
No.
So now he's president. Now they want to bring this shit up.
Trump didn't go after him.
Oh, Trump let him off the hook?
Didn't go after people. He wasn't going after them. He was respecting the office. He didn't go after Obama for shooting the drones in the Middle East.
He didn't go after people. He didn't.
He didn't go after them, Larry. He didn't go. He didn't go after his political opponents. He didn't weaponize the fucking Department of Justice. This administration has done that.
So all of these charges
on Trump is Biden's fault, right?
I think, yeah.
Oh, you're crazy. You're crazy, Paul.
I think that it's a political hack job. I think that this administration, that it's beyond question. They have utilized the military. They've utilized the DOJ to go after citizens, to go after
Paulie, that is so not true. Matter of fact, they stayed away on purpose.
I don't know where you're watching this.
I don't know where you're watching, Paulie. I want to see one other collaboratory network besides Fox. I want the BBC. I want any other network, ABC, NBC, CBS. I don't give a fuck, TNT,
Who owns the BBC?
Huh?
Who owns
British Broadcasting?
Yeah.
Probably the government.
All right. Who controls all of these people? The news media, who controls them all?
And what does that have to do with any?
You know when Trump got in trouble? When he come down the fucking stairs and he said, I'm going after all the fucking sex traffickers and all the pedophiles that are hurting these kids. That's when everything changed. The next day, he was a fucking pariah.
Paulie, when did he say that? Would you show me one line when he walked down the stairs and said, I'm going after the pedophile?
He said, Trump said that he was going after all these sex traffickers.
Oh, Trump said that.
Yes, Trump said that.
Trump is a liar.
And look at what's going on with P. Diddy. Look at all the bullshit that's going on now.
Trump also said that Trump was on the island with Epstein. Trump also said the reason he's indicted is because of Biden. But prove that.
Larry, he was never on the island with Epstein. He was in
the airplane
from Palm Beach to Washington, D.C.
Well, it was in a plane. And did you know they had 16-year-old girls on that plane?
He was on there one time, and there were no girls and no kids on there. He kicked Epstein out of Mar-a-Lago because Epstein seen another guest child and was hitting on her, and Trump found out about it and threw him the fuck out of that club right then. He disassociated himself after that with Epstein. Now, I have Epstein's flight log. Bill Clinton was on there 46 times.
Oh, I know that. That is fact.
That's true.
That's true.
We're not talking about Bill Clinton, though.
I have the flight log.
No.
And he was on there.
I'm not arguing that.
I agree.
All right. So we can agree on a lot of things. Here's what I want to agree on. I would like to come to an agreement. The country is heading to shit. There's more fentanyl in this country.
I disagree. I'm not going to agree with that.
There's more people getting killed because that fucking nut job in the White House right now will not seal that border. All right? He will not close the border. A country that does not have borders is not a country, bro.
True, but more people more people don't come from that border. You know where they come from.
I got something.
Legally here, and then they overstay their visas.
I know. I got something to say about that, Paulo. How about your Republican senator who's far right, who was the leading negotiator for the border with the Democrats in the Senate, who agreed upon that deal that Trump turned down and then his cronies turned down. Trump, how about that?
Yeah, now even.
No, I'm talking about like 4-3 months ago, whatever it was. Yeah.
Know who you're talking about, and I know that when Trump was in order and when he was in office, there was not a pandemic in the United States with fentanyl the way there is today.
There's not a fentanyl pandemic either, Paulie. Stop it. You sound like some freaking. Foreign country president.
You know, my nephew lost 7 of his fucking great friends that he grew up with behind that shit.
And Paulie, do you know how many people die of alcohol poisoning every year?
I'm not interested in alcohol
poisoning. Well, I'm not interested in bullshit that people can't handle.
Well, then they shouldn't be doing it.
Thank you. So what does that have to do with anybody?
It's not that they can't handle it, Larry. It's not that they're putting fentanyl in marijuana.
Well, Paulie, but what does this have to do with Biden or Trump?
Biden won't close the border, Larry.
The border is not where it's all coming in from, Paul. You know that.
But, Larry, they're flying fucking all kinds of shit to Mexico. I know the business. And they're bringing it across the border. They're having a party. All right? Fucking Biden is like the cartel's fucking man of the month because he is such a good fucking person. All right? He is destroyed. Look at D.C. It's a fucking wreck. Look at Philadelphia. You got people walking around with their fucking bodies being eaten by some flesh bullshit that some kind of fucking virus that eats your flesh.
Uh-oh. Paulie's going. I'm losing you, Paulie.
And the world's going to end tomorrow.
Anybody listening, I encourage everybody listening, watch Walking Philadelphia. You will see the walking dead.
Paulie, I could go to anywhere. I could go to anywhere and look up L.A. with the bullshit. It's worse than Nicaragua. I could look up.
You can't go. You can't go to Boston and see that shit.
Why not? It's a Democratic. I guess they're doing right in a Democratic state.
Well, I don't know what they're doing, but it's not like fucking Philadelphia.
Well, if they're doing well, like I got to applaud that Democratic governor.
Well, I don't know that she's not a crime.
I love my buddy. But, Paulie, right.
Look at the country, man, for real.
Listen, I am looking at the country, and it's not that bad, Paulie.
Larry, it's not that bad where you live.
Well, that's all I give a fuck about.
Big city. Well, that's all I give a fuck too. I live in fucking Bogota, Colombia, and I think it's beautiful.
Right. You know what I mean? Exactly.
I don't see the homelessness that I see over there. I don't see the fucking trashy streets that I see over there. I don't see none of the bullshit that goes on over there. You don't have people come around here. This is a big drug country. It was at one time. I think it's, you know, probably still is. I don't know. But it's not like over there. America is the
land of the free.
It's land of the free. They're not free over there no more.
Nobody's free anywhere. Who are you kidding?
I'm free.
You ain't free either, Bucker. You wish you were.
I'm free. I don't see all that nonsense going on over here. The medical system's 100% better than over there. There's a lot of things that were great about America at one time. But
I happen to agree with you, Paulie, on this. Yeah. I mean, this exceptionalism has gotten out of hand when we're not exceptional.
That's a different subject.
Yeah, it is a different subject. I agree.
But you know how I think it happened? I think it happened because people, when we were kids, if we did something wrong in the neighborhood, we got a fucking beating when we got home. And if we didn't get a beating when we get home, the fucking neighbors would fucking give you a beating for doing something stupid, right?
Gotcha. So, Paulie, hold on. But we're way off topic. Here's why. Because I like the topic, and we should talk about where America's gone and going. I love that part of it. We can do that. But for this show, and we only got a few minutes left, we want to talk Trump, and will Trump be the next president?
I believe Trump will definitely be the next president. Let's just look at all the support that he has. Look at all the people that, and the Spanish population, the black population, Chinese, everybody is coming over to his side. And the why they're coming over to it is because we know as little people how easy it is to get indicted by the government and how it is easy for the government and the system, because it's so broken, to fuck us, right?
Agree.
Now the entire world knows it because the president got fucking indicted.
Paulie,
in the history of our country.
Now, Paulie, said that, and I agree on this part of it. But here's what I'm going to say, and I'm going to say it here on air. I think Trump gets blown the fuck out. And I never said this before, and I'll tell you why. Not that I don't like him. Paulie, listen. If he would shut his mouth, and just,
he's a normal guy.
He can't. He is sleeping in the courtroom. They have him on tape.
He's not an eloquent. I'm going to give you 100% credit. Trump is not an eloquent speaker. He talks like a construction worker, bro. He talks like a guy in the street. He says what's on his mind, and he don't give a fuck. It's like he's got a little man in his head that doesn't know when to shut his mouth. You know what I mean? Like,
agree. And if he would have just never did anything with that 9/11, I mean the January 6th thing, just shut his mouth, he could have ran for president.
He'd be up by 10 percentage points.
He'd kill it. I agree.
He's up already, unless you go to CNN. You know, then he's down.
Well, I'll tell you
go to CBS and NBC, Biden's winning now by 1 percentage point.
It's too close to call.
Exactly. It's too close to call, Paul.
But here's why I don't buy those polls, to be honest.
I don't either. But I'm just saying what they say.
I think he has a very strong base, but I don't think all these people in the middle are not going to vote for him, what's going on. No, none of them.
Between the abortion and all of that shit.
And abortion. I mean, all the shit that...
Abortion for what, Larry? He's for life. He's a pro-life person.
Been a pro-life person in his life. Crazy.
I'm a pro-life person. I don't know what he's really, really is, you know what I mean? But I believe that in life, I believe life starts at conception. I believe that if you kill my baby, I'm going to fucking kill you. And if you turn around and you have an abortion, that you're killing a person.
Well, then why don't you start killing all these mothers who keep eating sugar and they keep giving their babies before they're born diabetes?
Well, you could do the same thing.
You're right, because you can't, Paulie. Listen. The only thing I'm going to say on that, Paulie, until it has a Social Security number, it's not a human life.
That's not true, because Social Security didn't exist until 1954.
Whatever you want to call it, until they got a number where they could pay taxes.
That's a fucking Ponzi scheme.
Well, you got it.
And how about when a woman's life is in jeopardy if she has the baby?
Or she's been raped.
She's got to have the baby, right?
It should be exceptions if it's
not according to some states, Paul.
That's up to each state. They didn't listen. The Supreme Court didn't rule that Roe versus Wade. They only said in Roe versus Wade that those rights are
state rights. You're right. State. Yes.
Right. It's not if there's nothing in the federal Constitution that says you have a right to kill somebody.
Right, but the Republicans want to make it a federal law.
But they can make, so the Democrats want to make it a free fucking reign. And if you look at, like, what's that place they all go to get their abortions, that...
Well, numerous places.
Planned Parenthood.
Planned Parenthood.
I still got a memory. Planned
Parenthood was started by who?
I don't know. I don't know who.
What's wrong with Planned Parenthood?
A real racist thing.
Wait. What's wrong with Planned Parenthood?
Listen, Planned Parenthood, how many blacks are killed by in Planned Parenthood every year?
None.
Black people? None?
None.
Come on.
Come on, Paulie. Now you're just talking the rhetoric of what's going on. Listen to me. You know it. You want to take away abortion, but then you don't want to give these people and these young people who made a mistake any kind of help when they have a kid. Oh, shut up. No Planned Parenthood. You have to have the kid. Shoot the kid.
Then you want to argue because they're going on welfare.
Right.
Listen to me. There is no reason today why our kid has to fucking get pregnant if they don't want to.
Agree.
Agreed. That's called the after pill. You know, but
have all kinds of pills. They got the morning after pill, like you just said, David. They have condoms. They give the shit out in schools.
Yeah.
They give them by the handful. All right.
And the condom breaks.
They got all kinds of contraception. There is no reason for a woman to get pregnant today if she doesn't want to, all right?
Paulie, the condom broke. The condom broke.
The condom broke? Wow, you got fucking contraception. You can take
that Paulie, if I'm, I try contraception, I put a condom on, I'm going at it, and it breaks, and she gets pregnant. Are we bad people?
You take your girlfriend down when you notice the broken condom. You go to the drugstore and say, give me a morning after pill. Here's your $17.50, sir. They give you the pill, and she takes it, and she don't get pregnant. There's not an excuse.
And did you know what that? No, yes, there is, because most of the Republicans don't want the morning after pill.
I don't know nothing about the Republicans not wanting it. I'm saying
I'll show you.
Personally speaking, not as a Republican, because I'm an American. I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I think that there's a lot of good points that Democrats make, and there's a lot of good points that fucking Republicans make.
So then you're in the middle of the road.
I'm not in the middle of the road. I'm an American. And I think what is best for the country and the people in the country, that's who I'm going with. If I think that, you know, issues 1-5 are strong on the Democratic side, I'm going to support those issues. If I think 6-10 are strong on the Republican side, I'm going to support that issue, right? That's right, because I want what's best for my grandchildren. I want what's best for my family.
100%.
I don't want
100%. I agree that. I agree with that.
You know, these politicians, they get into office, they're broke as a fucking shoestring.
They're all millionaires, Paul. They're all millionaires, every one of them.
All of them. They all make fucking millions of dollars. And how are they making them millions of dollars? They're getting inside deals. They're getting PAC money.
Exactly. All of that bullshit, stock market, all of this shit.
That's all corruption.
I agree.
We shouldn't be doing that.
I agree. 100% on that.
Well, I think we'll all agree on that before we end, that all politicians are corrupt, or most politicians. I think they go in there with a good heart, and they come out jaded and all messed up. But
exactly. And the only politician that I know
is Trump, right?
Of the country that lost money becoming the president was Trump.
That subject nobody knows yet because he won't release his financials, Paulie.
He's not supposed to.
What do you mean he's not? Every president since every president did.
He's the only
him.
One who hasn't.
Listen, right.
Is your fucking financials, you going to release them?
If you're president,
if I am the president, that shows if you're being blackmailed. Come on, Paulie.
He releases or he was willing to release his financials.
No, he didn't, Paulie. But don't do that.
Never did. Never released his financial.
When he was president, he said, I will release my financial statement.
Said that numerous times and never did
during the time that I am president. because they don't want him when he was president. They want him before, when he was a private citizen. They're trying to find out. Listen.
No, Paulie, they're trying to see if you are compromised.
They're trying to see if you're going to, you're trying to become president to better yourself.
Or not only that, Dave, what happens if you got money coming in from Russia and you're a spy?
Exactly.
Listen, he had contracts for like fucking $300 million golf course in Saudi Arabia. When he became fucking president, he canceled that contract. The contract he had to build that course and hotel and all that shit in Saudi Arabia was nixed.
Yeah, because they nixed money. It.
No, he nixed it.
You think Trump nixed it?
He nixed it. All his kids stopped doing business while he was
president. Yeah, because they're living off the presidency.
What do you mean living off what? He didn't take a paycheck. He donated the fucking money.
Paulie.
You don't have a Larry, let's go into the criminal aspect. What happens in an investigation for crime? I'm a CEO of a company, right? And the FBI is investigating me because of something. Okay?
Go ahead.
I'm not going to give them the ammunition to fucking hang me.
That, what does the financial records have to do with the election committee? What do you mean hang me? If you got something to hide, you hide it. If you have nothing to hide, show them your fucking records.
Why would I want to give them my records?
You should, Paulie, because
as president, you should.
Yeah.
Are you trying to become president to make some more money?
No.
Then how do I know that?
He didn't make money when he was president.
How do you know that?
How do you know if he won't release his financials?
He lost money.
Paulie, how do you know that?
He said so?
They investigated.
Who's they? Again.
They investigated the Russian hoax. They investigated China, right? They investigated all this shit that they made up. And Hillary made it the fuck up. She helped them. All right? Now, they turned around. Where's the money trail over $10 million gone from China to D.C.? Who did it go to? It went to the Biden family. Why is China enriching the Biden family? Biden's kids.
Because it's the leftover change from when they gave it to Trump.
Well, that's not true. That's not true. Because with leftover change, he would have just gave it to them as a tip. You know what I mean?
Paulie, stop it.
Paul, I don't know where you're hearing all this shit, but
Paul, you get some great information, buddy. I got to get back on Art Bell with Paulie.
Art Bell doesn't exist.
George Norrie and, you know, George Coast to Coast.
He was George Norrie sounded, you know, really twisted. He wasn't as good as Art Bell.
I loved Art Bell, too. Anyway, we got to go. Paulie, your prediction. Who will win the election?
Trump.
David, who will win the election?
Biden or whoever else runs Democrat.
I'm going to go with David.
I'm not even sure Trump's going to be the candidate.
No, you mean Biden.
I mean Biden.
I don't know if Trump will.
Here's how you can get a good indicator. Look at the rallies. Let Biden have a rally. And let Trump have a rally.
Hey, Paul, you had rallies. He's got no, and he has no more rallies. His rallies are going down. You see
that has nothing to do with it.
No, of course we know
rallies
that.
Rallies against borders.
Huh?
He was caucusing. Look at what happened at the caucuses.
Oh, you mean he won the primary? Yeah, because Republicans can't even find a candidate. I don't understand that.
Me neither.
How does Nikki Haley pull out of a race and get 150,000 votes?
In his state.
In a state, in one state, 150,000 votes, and she pulled out.
And she's not even running no more.
That's what I said. And the Republicans,
they don't want
that.
Trump.
Right. That's his problem.
Because they all want Trump. The people want Trump.
Is that why they're voting for Nikki Haley?
They don't want Nikki Haley. If they did, they would have voted for her.
They did. 150,000 people in whatever state. I forget what it was.
Arizona, maybe.
That was a drop in the bucket compared to what happened with Trump. He won by 90-something percent.
I agree, because he was the only one running.
Hey, Paulie.
Well, that's enough. Nikki Haley and him ran, and he...
No. We're talking about just like a week ago.
A week ago?
He's right.
Just like about a week or two ago, whatever it was. There's still primaries going on, Paul.
He's been out of the fucking running for months.
Exactly. So people can write in a vote.
Listen, if I can run a fucking 6-fucking-second mile and you can run a 60-second mile, you going to run with me?
No.
No. All right.
But you're losing my point.
I'm not missing the point.
You're missing my point because Trump ran. He's still running in primaries, even though he's got the candidacy. He's got enough.
He has enough votes.
He's got enough votes to
he
become,
won the primary.
He won the primary already, but that doesn't mean that these other states still ain't voting.
Well, that there's a lot of people that are voting, and the purpose of a primary is we got 6 clients, right? 6 fucking people running.
You used to. Position. Not no more.
Well, if you have it, you have a bunch of people running, right?
Right.
And they throw their hat in. The majority of the people didn't throw their hat in because they support Trump.
They did not originally support Trump, whether it's DeSantis, Christie.
None of them supported Trump at the time.
No, they were burying him.
Well, they're fucking not burying him no more.
I agree. He's got a hell of a strong base. Nobody's knocking that.
How did Nikki Haley get 150,000 votes in I forget what state a week ago? How? And she ain't even running no more.
How about Trump wasn't even on the ballot against her and he got 90% of the vote?
He is on the ballot.
He wasn't on the ballot with her. He got other. They put him in as other.
No.
Look that up, Larry. Get on the computer. What state was it?
Get on that computer.
Paul, you're in Columbia. You missed this. The primaries are still going on, even though Trump clinched it. He clinched the presidency, you know, to run for president. He clinched it at Super Tuesday, whatever it was. He clinched that. But there's still a lot of states that didn't vote.
Pennsylvania
voted
5 days ago, Paulie.
5 days ago, Pennsylvania voted. Okay. Uh-huh. And Nikki Haley's not running no more, obviously, but she got 150,000 votes for herself.
Okay, well that's 150,000.
That's 150,000 people that don't want Biden.
Don't want Trump.
Trump.
That's 150,000 people that threw their vote away foolishly.
Exactly. What's going to happen? What's going to happen in the election?
Well, we're going to find out, but
exactly.
I'm telling the fact that Trump is going to win it.
Okay.
Because I won it last time when he ran in 16 and he won. I want money, so I'm going with the horse.
All right, Paulie, let me go with this. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley dropped out of the Republican presidential race in early March, but still received more than 16%. Of the vote in Pennsylvania Republican presidential primary Tuesday,
5 days ago.
A sign of discontent with former President Donald Trump as the GOP nominee. The vote for Haley, whose name appeared on the ballot despite her campaign suspension, was strongest in southern Pennsylvania, with Montgomery County giving Haley nearly a quarter of the votes. Those areas, heavily Democratic and home to many more moderate Republicans, are counties where Trump lost by his largest margins in 2020. There is a non-trivial, significant minority of Republicans who are not going to vote for Donald Trump. This is a Republican website.
But is that the Republican website you're reading on?
Yes.
Okay, good. Listen.
That's not good for Trump.
Nobody's going to be satisfying 100% of the people.
I agree
with that.
Hey, Paulie. 50%. I just know one thing. I think Columbia is going to vote for fucking Trump.
Yeah.
That's poorly. Columbia vote.
You know why?
They're going to send their absentee ballots in.
Larry, they really are. You know why?
What?
Because the economy of countries was booming under the man. Okay? The fucking gas. When I came here, gas here was like $2,025,000 pesos, something like that. So it was like fucking 75 cents a fucking gallon. It's $4 a gallon today, Larry. And the reason why? Because they are no longer getting their petroleum product from the United States because Biden cut the fucking thing down. He stopped drilling. Why in the world?
We can agree on that. I'm not going to argue at all the drill, baby. We need to drill. We need to do this. This climate change is bullshit. I've been hearing that Key West is going to be underwater since 2022 years ago. You know, I mean, I don't believe in it. I don't believe in it. No, I believe in climate change, but it's natural.
Yeah, well, people in the green movement need to really watch the billionaires of the world because they're buying fucking property in Miami on different islands.
I know. Keys, too. Keys, too. You're right. 100%. So.
Keys and on the coast of all these fucking, you know, different places. And if they were not going to be, if they were going to be underwater in a few fucking years, they wouldn't be buying.
Of course. We agree with that. But we're going to, we got to go. David says Biden. I'm going to say Biden if he runs or whoever. I just think, listen, I don't hate Trump. I wouldn't be mad. I think he's great for content. I think he's great for doing videos. I think he's great for comedians. I love watching him on the news. You never know what he's going to say. But is he really good for the country? That's hard for me to say.
I believe he's great for the country. I believe he's great for the country for the simple fact that when he gets back in office in November, he wins and he steps back into that fucking office, all of a sudden there's going to be all kinds of shit that's going to happen that's going to bring the country so it's more secure. It's going to boost the economy because world leaders have already fucking getting behind him. You know, they already know.
I have not heard one world leader come out and say, I want Trump.
Yeah, Putin.
You have
Putin, of course.
What the hell are you watching? Putin ain't saying it because Putin and Trump had a respect for one another. Putin was scared of him. He respects him. He don't, nobody respects Biden. The man sat on fucking TV in a fucking world forum and talked about his uncle was eaten by cannibals. I said, what the fuck did he just say?
Listen, I'm not going to, this is not about that. It's about, is Trump fit for office? I don't know. I don't know how much it's going to change my life. I think it's going to be great for content.
you think that the little fucking crook that's been in office for 45 fucking years, they never did nothing except for he got the crack bill passed.
No, I think he's a crook too.
He's a real crook.
I think everybody in there who's been in there for over 10 years is a crook. How's that?
Oh, I agree with you 100%. I think they need term limits because without term limits, you're going to have these morons that are in there, and they need term limits, and they need a law that says you can't become a lobbyist for fucking 10 years after you're out of debt.
I agree. With that note, Paul, we got to go. We will bring you back on all more things Trump. The election's coming up, sports is coming up, and law is coming up with you and me in our new room. I like the way we did that last time.
I like that too. That really come out good. I got a lot of input on that.
Yeah, we got to get that down. That was cool as fuck. All right, everybody. Dave, anything to say? Paulie, great speaking to you, buddy.
Paulie, be good. I'll talk to you later.
I still love Paulie. He's still crazy, Paul. He's still crazy. So we love Paulie.
Thank you.
Paulie, I love you, kiddo. Take care, bud. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Dave, what do you think?
What do I think?
You think Paulie's crazy?
Well, Paulie is crazy.
I know Paulie for a long time.
You know.
He's crazy. I listen, I think it's a good show because I think people are looking at how real Trump people, look at things.
Like Paulie.
Yeah, now listen, I know you're not a Biden guy or even a Trump guy, and you're more of a, you just can't stand what's going on, and I get that.
I just think this country could find two better people than them, but
I agree, but here's my problem
with it. The least of the worst evil is Biden.
And here's my problem with it. I don't believe, and I think they're both corrupt. I think
they're all corrupt.
Yeah, and I it's a shame the way it's sitting right now. I'll tell you why, because it drives me nuts to look and say, we can't get better people than that.
Exactly.
And that's it. With that said, you let us know who you want. Please subscribe. Check us out on all our platforms, and we will see you.
Don't touch anything.
It's the greatest find yet. Nothing compares to it.
But it's definitely something you should hear.
This is The Real Deal with Larry Lawton.